and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son. Star 99.9.
I guess it's better to have every man and every dog we can get in this fight.
Well done, soldier.
Thank you, Sergeant.
I was talking to the dog.
Yeah, it was so fun last night, Raven. I went to go check out the premiere in New Haven of Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero.
Yes.
And I've been talking a lot about this movie, and I think it's really important for parents to know a little bit about it because it's a true story about the most decorated dog in American military history, Sergeant Stubby. He's a real sergeant.
Sergeant Stubby.
Yep. It was during World War I, and it was New Haven was incredible last night because they basically closed a portion of Temple Street, and it was all World War I vehicles and so many military servicemen. It was really cool.
I remember when they did that for the filming of the last Indiana Jones movie. And that was so cool to see, you know, how the city transforms because the buildings and everything is just like a step right back in time.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's cool.
Yes,
you know what sergeants
awesome.
Always say, don't call me sir, I work for a living. That's what they say.
So the movie comes out this Friday, and it's an animated movie, so it's for children. It's rated PG, and it's very factually accurate about the war. Sergeant Stubby, the reason why they had the premiere in New Haven last night is because he was a New Haven stray dog that was found here.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going over to France and serving there with the military guys. It's a
Adopt,
great...
don't shop.
Yeah, it was...
Can't help myself.
He's so sweet. So, yeah, that movie comes out this Friday. If you're looking for something fun, educational, you can trick the kids into going to see this movie and they'll get a little bit of everything.
And they'll learn something, too.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, tell me something good.
I've got something for you, and it's real simple. It looks like Wednesday it's going to be over 50 or 60 degrees, finally, and it looks like on Saturday it could be in the low 70s.
Oh, it's everything I need.
Yes.
It
is everything we all need. No question about it.
All right. Well, we want to hear your good news.
I just hope it happens, man. I just hope it happens.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. And tell us something good.
Hi, I graduated with my master's degree in marriage and family therapy in 10 weeks.
Oh, man, we need your phone number.
Congratulations.
You need to come on after the Honda of Westport Couples Court every morning and help us out.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a quick question because this was trending last week, and Raven and I were talking about it off the air. Do marriage counselors ever say just give up and get divorced, or do they have to keep working with you because that's why they're getting paid?
No, you're allowed to say it's time to give up and get divorced.
Told you.
Yeah. If they're not meeting their goals and they're not doing well, it's sometimes you have to say, okay, it's time to look at other options.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that's got to be when you put the nail in the coffin. It's like when your marriage therapist is like, stop paying me and just get a divorce. Right?
You'd be surprised. Sometimes they go, it's us against the world then, and they keep going.
Yeah.
Maybe.